The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Environmental Protection Agency has said the slow pace of delivery of wastewater treatment upgrades by Ishke Éireann is unacceptable. It comes off the back of the Urban Wastewater Treatment Report published this morning, highlighting a number of areas, towns and villages across the country, discharging raw sewage. Noel Byrne, his programme manager with the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, was on News Talk Breakfast and he had this to say.
So there were 13 areas around the country that were discharging 1,500 tonnes of raw sewage per day. They've been resolved since the start of 2023, which is really very positive. However, we have seen that over half the treatment plants didn't always meet their licence standards set to protect the environment, which really isn't good enough. And I suppose Ishke Éireann are saying it's going to take them maybe over two decades to achieve these standards required set to protect the environment. But really, two decades is too long to wait because, you know, this sewage is causing damage to the quality and biodiversity of our rivers now, and it's also a risk to public health.
That was Noel Byrne, Programme Manager at the EPA. Michael Tinsley is with me now, Ishke Éireann's Senior Wastewater Delivery Manager. Michael, good to see you. Thanks a million for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. So
is the slow pace of advancement, is it unacceptable, as they say?
I think we need to look at the overall context and where we've come from. So I suppose if you take it, the report recognises that the investment made by Irish Water and now Ishke Éireann over the last 10 years has reduced in significant improvements in the overall wastewater structure. If you take, for example, our compliance with the Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive, which is the European directive which governs how wastewater should be treated, we are now at the highest level of compliance we've ever been at. So that's 94%. So we are moving in the right direction, and you know, we won't be happy and the EPA won't be happy until that's 100%, but we kind of have a roadmap to that. So there are positives there. I suppose another point that the EPA have highlighted is raw sewage. We all know that, you know, raw sewage discharging into our rivers, lakes and seas is completely unacceptable. Mm-hmm. When Irish Water, as it was back in 2014, came into being, there were 50 towns and villages around the country where that was happening. Over the last 10 and a half years, we've rectified 34 of those and built new infrastructure and new treatment plants. We have another seven under construction at the moment, and the other one we've kind of plans in place for the rest of them. So again, in the EPA report, they are the two top items. There are plenty of other items to be dealt with, but they're the two headline items. So we're saying we're not quite there. But we're getting there.
We're getting there, they talk about a two decades to get there.
Yeah, I think it's you know, to get to exactly where. So with the raw sewage, for example, you know, half of the raw sewage that is left in those 16 locations comes from Arklow, in County Wicklow, and we've been working on a project in Arklow since 2014. We've been through a lengthy public consultation and planning process. Construction started in 2001. The project is due to finish next year, but actually the treatment plant is operational at the moment.
Okay.
We switched, there were outfall, 19 outfall locations into the Avoca River where sewage was going in there. Kind of in the middle of July, we've transferred that over into the treatment plant, and we're kind of in the testing stage. But I was kind of looking at the testing results yesterday, and we're kind of thereabouts. So we've gone from about 150,000 people's raw sewage going into rivers and seas down to, you know, we're kind of probably in the teens at this stage.
What would prevent all of this work being completed quicker? Like, what is it just simply a resource issue and manpower, and this is kind of the realistic time scale? If kind of money was no object, we'd do it quicker, but that's not reality.
I think if money was no object, you know, you're not going to have the supply chain and the capacity to do it. So what we've been able to do over the last 10 years, because we've been getting sustained levels of investment from the Exchequer, is to grow year on year. And that's what we want to continue doing, because you can't turn around and ask a contractor, to do twice as much work as they were doing last year, and then turn around a year later and say, well, like, you know, you have to go back to what you were doing before. We have to, you know, they have to have the confidence that the investment is going to be there.
Mm.
So, you know, and we see it, like, because they're, you know, because we're looking at a situation in Ireland where we're virtually full employment. So a lot of our contractors are bringing in people from abroad. And so the way we manage with the supply chain is, rather than each job being a one-off tender, we enter into longer term arrangements with our contractors. So there's kind of an incentive there. If I get this job finished, well, actually there's another job waiting for me.
Yeah.
You know, if you do a good job, obviously they don't. And that. So we've been able to grow. So I suppose our ask from a financial point of view to the government would be, please continue to fund us at the level you have been funding us. And actually, if you can increase that year on year, that would be great too. And that will enable us to work through the problems quicker.
And I know there was an announcement of funding in the budget from AIB money, though there's no detail yet on exactly, you know, when that comes or how it's broken down. And maybe some suggestion when the government talked about Apple money as well, that it might go the same way. But again, that's even further down the tracks and the next government will probably have to deal with it.
Exactly.
Can I just ask you before you go there, Michael, what's the next kind of part of the infrastructure, the part of the system that's going to age out when you're looking into the future thing, right? That's, you know, we need to be doing this stuff now in the raw sewage, but you know what's getting old? That stuff.
Yeah, well, there's probably two things. You know, there's still a lot of places where we need to bring it up to the required standard. But then, you know, growth, to allow for economic growth, whether that's true for housing or industry, we need to treat upon. So if you just take sort of Limerick City, you know, which is probably like the third biggest city in the country, we've a treatment plant there. It's called Bunlicky Wastewater Treatment Plant, which was built less than 20 years ago. But now it's kind of at its design, you know, it's nearly at capacity.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, a lot of the equipment is kind of end of life. So we're not waiting until it falls over. We're actively have the, you know, the first stage of the project ready, and we'll hopefully be going for planning, if not in 25 and okay. 26. So that's, I suppose, the other thing that's coming down the line is that Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive we talked about. There's a new directive coming in, and we're all kind of waiting to see when that lands and what the timescales for, you know, because I suppose it's 30 years since the previous yeah. directive came in, and we're just getting there. So the new directive is really going to raise the bar quite a lot.
Michael Tinsey, Uisce Éireann, Senior Wastewater Delivery Manager. Michael, thanks as always for speaking to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.